Okay, I wanted to wrap up the sugya of Hotza Malacha Grua Hi, and we started yesterday exploring the view of Tosis, and Tosis develops the idea, basically dealing with three issues. Issue number one is, why does Masechet open up with Yitzias HaShabbos? Why do we have that as our opening? Issue number two is, why when it comes to Hotza do we find Psukim? They have Psukim to teach us the Malacha of Hotza. You have a Pasuk. Two psukim. One pasuk is cited al yetzi shmen kombi yom haShabbos al yetzi al yotzi. The second pasuk is vaikolei ha'am mehavi. I believe that's this week's parsha. And we have psukim. Therefore, why do you need psukim? Why do we learn that from Mishkan? And moreover, when it comes to tolados, we have the tolados of Hotza are in the Mishkan. Normally speaking, when it comes to a regular tolda, you just need dom la'av. You do not need Mishkan. So comes along Tosis, and Tosis develops the idea that Hotza is a malacha grua. It is a weaker malacha. It is not a classic malacha. And because it's not a classic malacha, we need to bolster it. We need greater sources, more significant sources, more greater emphasis in order to establish this as an Isser Shabbos. Now, why is Hotza a malacha grua? So we saw the Orzarua yesterday. The Orzarua says because, after all, Me'ikara chefetz, v'hashtanami chefetz. You haven't done any transformative thing to the object. It was an object, it's still an object. You just changed its location, but that's not typical about the other malachas. The other malachas, you're going, engaging in some kind of processing of the chefetz, and here you don't have that. In that sense, the malacha garua. Now, Tosis makes another comment, which I just want to highlight. I'm not going to speak about it right now, but Tosis says another idea. Why is it a malacha grua? So comes on Tosis and says, well, when it comes to, there's no isser of being motzi mirshus hayachid or rishus hayachid. And if there's no isser going from rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid, why should there be an isser of going from rishus hayachid to rishus ha-rabim? If the isser is shini rishus, so why should it make a difference? It's kind of arbitrary. And as a result, that highlights that it's a malacha garua. Now, if I were to ask you, based on that line of Tosis, how does Tosis understand the essence of this Isser? What is the essence of the Isser? There's no Isser of Mirshus HaYachid, Shus HaYachid, so why should there be Isser of Mirshus HaYachid, Shus HaRabin? What's the essence of the Isser? Is what? Is Shini Makom, or more accurately, it was said a little, Shini Rishus. The Isser is fundamentally Shini Rishus, so why should it make a difference if it's Rishus HaYachid to a new Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim? That's what the Torah has to be Mechadish. Now, just as a parenthetical remark, because I might give Shiran this tomorrow, but if you look and contrast this comment of Tosis with the Rush and the Ramban, look at the Tosa Rush, source number 4. So Tosa Rush writes, why do we open up with the Yetzias HaShabbos? So we need this introduction because this malacha is, second line, Aval Hotza Malacha Garuahi. Why? She'ilu haya nosei chefetz gadol kol hayom birshus hayachid lo mechayef vilu hotzi kegro geris mishayachos sarabim mechayef hilkach hutzrach l'shanos hotza ase b'shabbos kodem shishana lo yetze hachayef b'machato. In other words, why is Hotza Malacha Garua? Because let's say I'm in my house. In my house, I have a very, very heavy sofa. And I start moving the sofa across the room, up and down, upstairs, downstairs, downstairs, upstairs. Did I violate a single Isser? I didn't violate a single Isser. But if I take a couple of peanuts and I go from Shuzai Yogi to Shuzai Robin, will I violate an Isser? Yes. Which one did I work harder? The couch. I worked much harder. Yet, that's mutter. This is us. So what does that highlight? This is a very, very mechudishtik, unusual malacha. According to this approach of Tos HaRash, and the Ramban says the same thing, what is the essence of lechora, the essence of malacha sotza? Is it shini rishus? Why do you say what he's saying, what, there should be no difference between slapping my couch and slapping something little. What's the isser? Schlepping. The isser is schlepping. And therefore, what difference does it make if it's in a, like, it should be usser to move my piano. It should be usser to move my couch. It's not. That's a chiddush. So it could be that what's the nature of the Isra Hotzah? According to Tosis, he emphasizes Shinu Rishus. According to the Rush, the emphasis is just the movement of the object. The movement of the object. And perhaps, again, that might be a significant detail. Again, not for today, but we'll take a look at that perhaps in the day or two coming. Yes?
I have a question about that. We never see in Shabbos that the amount of work done matters. Meaning, it's always about the Hagdara of the Malacha. It's never about how much did he sweat.
Right.
So how is this a new point?
It is a new point. I mean,
that's all I should explain.
No, you're right. Your point is well taken. In other words, you're right. The Hagdara of Malacha is how we define things. Here, all of a sudden, the Rishonim are highlighting this is a Malacha Garua because you can exert yourself so much more, and that's okay. Apparently, there is, at least with this Malacha, there might be a Havamina to think there's something in the Tiltu. The Isser is Tiltu. Maybe the Hagdara. It's not the Tircha. But the Hagdara is tiltu. By the way, why is Muksa Aser? Why is Muksa Aser? Let's have a pen. I have a pen over here, and I go like this. I go like this. Did I vow the Isser of Muksa? What's the Isser of Muksa? The Isser of Muksa is tiltu Muksa. It's not to touch Muksa, but it's to move Muksa, to pick up Muksa. Could very well be that the Yisr of Muksa is Aser Shema. Gzeira Shema, you might do what?
Hotsa.
You might do Hotzah. And if you understand the Yisr of Hotzah is fundamentally as moving, as tiltal, then perhaps you understand very well why Muksa is a Gzeira Shema Yavodeh Hotzah. And that might tie into this. Again, we'll see if we develop that idea further. Okay. But in any event, what we left off with yesterday is the following fundamental, I think, very fundamental chakira. And that is, okay, bottom line, after all is said and done, and we assume that Hotzah was a malacha garua, you need psukim, you need told us in the Mishkan, you need this clarity and emphasis. So now you have those psukim, and you have told us in the Mishkan, where does that leave us right now? Has now Hotzah been rehabilitated, and now it's like every other malacha? Or perhaps Hotzah, even after the fact, still Lamaskana becomes a malacha garua, a weaker malacha, a malacha that is not 100% bona fide and similar to all other malachas. Is the question clear? So let's start. I'm going to start a little out of order, but I want to start with the Ramban. Look at the Ramban, source number 9 in the Mara Makomos. So the Ramban, again, like all the Rishonim, and we'll take a look at it inside. Did you all get to the Ramban?
Yeah.
Successfully? Okay, so let's see the Ramban quickly inside. Vim Tomar. Kroy gufe lamali. Why do we need psukim by Hotzah? So he says tzrichi. Sagadai d'chamina Hotzah chidushu shibishus ha-yachir mutter lisa masa gadol vim hotzir sharam ki rogay vizchayev mashingi b'sharam balachos she'enon chalukos b'rishuyos ela isuran machmas atzmon hoel v'chidushu enon chabohu ela chidushu. Since Hotzah is a chidush, so you only have what we have is the chidush. And therefore, halachos akuros, these halachos are, shall we say, akuros, rooted. Ve'ein lemedo zumizu, and we can't derive one thing from another. And that's why the Ramban says, how many psukim do we have for Hotzah?
Two
psukim. Why do we need two psukim Hotzah? Because there's one Hotzah that I'm going to call Hotzah of the Ani. What's the Ani doing? He is pulling out, and then there's Hotzah of the Balabayas who is pushing out. Why do you need two separate psukim? Because it's a malacha, garua, a chidushtika malacha. And then he says as follows. Okay, so how many malachas do we count it as? Because if you have two psukim, maybe you should count it as two malachas. One malacha of Hotzah de Ani, one malacha of Hotzah de Balabayas. So he says, so you need two psukim. But since fundamentally, in Hagdara, what is the Hagdara Samalacha? What is the Hagdara Samalacha? The definition of the Malacha is? Shinui Makam, let's call it. Fine. Mio, hol, Malacha, Achasein, lo, nimnis, betchal, avos, machos, bishtai. Okay, fine. So it's still two psukim, two sources, but its hagdara is the identical of hotza'ah, and therefore it's still one malach. Now watch this. Was hotza'ah done in the Mishkan? Was hotza'ah done in the Mishkan?
Yeah.
For sure it was done in the Mishkan. Vevi Raila Dover, me the Loga Minlami Mishkan, the Vade Hotza Hoysama Mishkan. The Lolam do me some commercial do Lamed Ches Malachs and Isaros. From Mina Perk has Zerg Madi Bishavas Koi, Dil Bechol, Mishum de Slamalay Malachum, Askanami Gama Hava Abram Yamakipur. Ama Leka Lemigre Mishkan, Elatsricha Hoysa Toil apart the Atzma. The Torah had to give us Psukum, we couldn't derive it from the Mishkan because of Malacha Gruai. Now says Ramban Abamsha, what onesh do you get for Malachas Hotza? What do you get from Malachas Hotza? So look what he writes. The Ikashalach, if I were to ask, is Hotza a lav or is it a malach? What's the simple answer? So again, it's a little hybridized. Watch this. Is it in the Mishkan? Yes. So what is it? But is that the source?
No.
The source is a? Pasuk. If the source is a pasuk, what are you going to call it? A laf. If the source is Mishkan, what are you going to call it? A malach. So what is it? What's going to be your nafkamina?
Well,
your nafkamina is going to be your malchus, your punishment. Ikasha kimkein lema lalav yatsiz v'azhara shamanu onesh minayim. So look what he says. Yesh lahashiv lecha. Kevan shahoysa b'mishkan ve'ashkechan dekaper alei rachmana belav ve'azar alei rachmana hadra lichlal shar kamalachos shei b'mishkan. And then the last six words are important. Ve'ein dvarim halal mechuvarim kol tzarcha. Do I like what I'm saying 100%? Says the Ramban. This is not crystal clear to me. Ramban says, ain't for what I'm saying is not 100%. In other words, number one, does the Ramban have a half meaning you shouldn't get skila for a Malachas Hotza?
Yes.
Yes, he does. His conclusion, which he is not rock firming, says, yeah, you do get skila. But he's not 100%. Why does he say you get skila? Could someone piece together what the Ramban is saying? Why do you get skila, according to Ramban, for Malachas Hotza?
He says that
It looks like a lot because there's a pasuk.
But because it was during the Mishkan, we'll bump it up to.
It's fine, but are you talking Lumdish? Are you like, is bump up Lumdish a language?
Elevates
is bump up. That's just a bigger word.
Yeah.
What's the Ramban saying?
Is that even though it looks like it should be a lav because of psukim, in essence it's a malacha, and the psukim are just there to give it credibility.
Same thing.
It's a.
how do we know exactly what actions are in the Mishkan or the psukim?
No.
Once we think because of the psukim that it's on a lower level, but now that we have the psukim and it's part of the Mishkan, even though it got there a different way, it's still on the same level as the malachos.
So what happened? You're right. What happened?
It's transformed into a malacha.
You're all saying it, but you're saying it, but in other words, Rabosai, in order to be a malacha, what must you be?
Mishkan.
By the way, how do we refer to building of the Mishkan? Maleches HaMishkan. In order to be malacha, you need to have been in the Mishkan. Is Hotza, was it in the Mishkan?
Yes.
Yes. Was walking in the Mishkan? Did they walk in the Mishkan?
Yes.
Yes. Is walking a malacha? Is it a malacha?
No.
Walking is not a malacha. I was in the Mishkan. In order to be a malacha, what do you have to be? What kind of activity do you have to be? You have to be what I'm going to call, which the Gemara calls, a malacha chashuva, a significant activity of construction of Mishkan. Is Hotza that? The answer is no. What is the pasuk doing?
It shows you that it is that.
The pasuk is revealing, exactly. The pasuk is revealing that this seemingly insignificant Mishkan activity is what? Is a significant Mishkan activity. And therefore says the Ramban, post facto, when you have the pasuk, what now is the pasuk doing? What's the pasuk doing?
It is
revealing. It's a gilui milsa that this activity is what?
Is
meleches hamishkan. And if it's meleches hamishkan, what's the onish? The onish is skill. The onish is because it makes a lot of sense, but it requires a bit of a maneuver. You're saying it's in the Mishkan, but it's not enough. Come to the Pasuk, and the Pasuk now tells you it is enough. And the Pasuk is coming not to be Mechadesh the Isser, but to Mechadesh that this is called Meleches HaMishkan. Who seemingly might take issue with this approach? Tos HaRosh. What does the Tos HaRosh say? The Tosas HaRosh says, you see, according to the Ramban, when everything is all said and done, is Meleches Hotzah a Malacha?
Yeah.
Yes. The Pasuk reveals that it's called Meleches HaMishkan Yechayv Skila. Comes along the Tos HaRosh, and the Tos HaRosh doubling back, the Tos HaRosh source number 4 says, citing the Gemara in Maseches Beitzah. Now the Gemara that he's citing, albeit I'm going to tell you, is a Havamina. It's a Shita in the Gemara. The Gemara ultimately rejects the Shita. But as an understanding of the Shita in the Gemara, the Tos HaRosh is saying something astounding. The Gemara there, Maseches Beitzah Daf Yud Beis, has a very, very core and fundamental machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, are you allowed to carry on Shabbos a Sefer Torah, a Lulav, or a Katan? Beis Shammai says, Aser. Beis Hillel says, Mutter. The Gemara wants to know what is the machlokas b'may kam niflugi. The Gemara suggests they're arguing about a very fundamental idea called mitoch. What does mitoch mean? Mitoch tells you mitoch shehutra letzorach ochal nefesh, hutra nami shelo letzorach ochal nefesh. Once it's mutter as a meleches ochal nefesh, mitoch is an expansionary vehicle, and it says it's not only mutter for what, for ochal nefesh, it's also mutter for what. For everything else as well, as long as it's tzorech hachak. So therefore, if I want to go ahead and heat up water to take a little bit of a foot bath, can I do so on Yontif? If you hold a mitoch, since it's mutter to make a tea, it's also mutter to wash your feet. That is the din of mitoch. Who subscribes to mitoch? Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai does not subscribe to mitoch. Okay. Yitzkakovich, you with me today?
Amazing.
So now the Gemara asks Akasha. Look at the Gemara, middle of the page. Maskif la rabba. What does the word maskif mean?
Out of logic.
It's an attack. Is it an attack based on a source?
No.
Maskif is an attack based on a svar. Maskev la rabba. Mi mai de Beit Shammai Beis Hillel b'haka pligi. How do you know they're arguing about what? About mitoch. Dilma, perhaps, be'erev v'hoshav v'otzah l'shabbos, ve'ein erev v'otzah l'yomtev kamiflugi. Maybe they're arguing about, I know there's a din of hotzah on Shabbos, and I know there's a din of erev on Shabbos, but maybe there's no din of Hotzah and Eruv when it comes to Yontif. Beis Shammai says, Yesh Eruv Hotzah, and therefore you can't carry a katan. Beis Hillel says, Ein Eruv Hotzah, and he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo sotzir masim yo tekem biyoma HaShabbos. Shabbos in Yontif lo. Now, does the Gemara stop there in Maseches Beitzah? No, it continues. And the Gemara is going to double back to mitoch. But at this stage in the Gemara, the Gemara is suggesting a Havamina that there is no Isser of Hotzah on Yontif. How do you get to such a conclusion? So look at the Tos HaRosh in our Sugya. The Tos HaRosh, the last two lines, says, V'od amirin pirkat kamad yontif, eiv hotzah l'shavz, eiv hotzah l'yontif. Why not? Why is there no Erev V'Hotzah and Yontev according to Beis Hillel at this stage in the Gemara? Taima Mishum De'ena Chashuva Malacha. Because after all is said and done, is Hotzah a Malacha? Hotzah is not a Malacha. Hotzah is not a Malacha. What's Asra and Yontev? Malachos are Asra. What's not Asra and Yontev? Lavim are not Asra and Yontev. The Torah said, Mishum De'ena Chashuva Malacha, Ubi Yontev Ksiv Lo Sas a Malacha. It says he can't do malacha, Hotzah is not a malacha, and therefore it's mutter on Yontif. That's astounding. So how did the Tosa Rush understand our Gemara? Is at the end of the day, is Hotzah a full-blown malacha?
No.
It's not a full-blown malacha. I want to show you quickly, three more nafkamina. One is a Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua is found once again, the Pnei Yoshua is on Daf Nun Aleph Mabez. Rabosai, if I have in my backyard, a nice big shore. And every so often I have the shore plow my backyard. Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? Have my shore load them up and have that? I don't do anything. I just load them up and the shore does its thing. Is that mutter? What kind of issur is it? Doraisa or drabon?
Doraisa.
It's a din doraisa. You know how I know? Because it's a pasuk in
Kiddush.
It's in Kiddush. It's in the Aseres Hadibros. The Torah tells us who's Aser? Ata, Ubincha, Vemtecha, Veshorcha, Vechamorcha, Vechalasher, Visharecha. In other words, the Aser is Shorve, Vechamor. Not only can I not do malacha, but my animals can't do malacha either. What can't they do? They can't do malacha. Can they do hotzah? Can they do hotzah? You know what the Pnei Yoshua says? An unbelievable chiddush. He says, if I laid in my shore to carry a load from a Rosh Hashanah Yachad Rosh Hashanah Rabin, is that mutter min haTorah? He says, mutter min haTorah. Why? Because the Torah only asered malacha. But at the end of the day, hotzah is not a malacha. He says it's an iser d'rabban, but it's not part of this iser d'oraisa of shorcha v'chamorcha. That's one nafkamina. A second nafkamina is the Bir Halacha quotes the Chaya Adam in Simin Shin Yud Ches. And the Chaya Adam in Simin Shin Yud Ches says as follows. Rabbosa, let's say b'isra, I cook on Shabbos Yontif. I cook b'isra. I go in my kitchen and I make myself, I don't know, I barbecue some meat on Shabbos. Can I go ahead and eat the food?
No.
Food is aser. Knas is imposed. I'm not allowed to partake of the food. Comes along the Chaya Adam and says, when does this knas apply? It only applies to a malacha like bishul. Because by bishul, what have you done? You've changed the object. But if you have a malacha where you didn't change the object, for example, hotza'ah, where you haven't undergone any change in the object is exactly the same. So he suggests maybe the knas of Maisa Shabbos does not apply. And perhaps, again, this echoes this concept, your zarua, that it's a malacha garua. The last nafkamin I want to mention, and this is a very stunning nafkamina, which will bring us to the last part of Shir. Rabosai, you guys with me? You're a little lethargic today.
We're good.
Or not. So the Ramah writes as follows. If I want to do malacha before Shabbat, before I make Havdalah, am I allowed to do malacha before I make Havdalah?
Yes.
The answer is, I'm allowed to as long as I say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lecho. I don't have to make Abdallah Akos, but I have to make some kind of Abdallah Bapeh, Hamad Ben Kosuch. And after I do that, can I do Malacha? Yeah. So listen to this Ramah. V'yesh Omrin. When is it that I have to say Hamad Ben Kosuch? Kol Zeh B'Malacha Gemura. That's only if you're doing what kind of Malacha? Real Malacha. full-fledged malacha, kigon, kosev va'oreg. Aval, but if you're doing quasi-malacha, not malacha gemura, for example, hadlokas haner ba'alma, o hotza mirshus l'rishus, ein sarich lazeh. You don't have to say hamadu. That's incredible. How do you understand this Ramah? How do you understand this Ramah? I think there's a simple way to understand this Ramah and perhaps a more fancy razzle-dazzle way to understand the Ramah. What's the simple way to understand the Ramah? What's the simple way to understand the Ramah? The correct way to understand the Ramah. Why can't you do malacha until you say, is Shabbos over when three stars? Is Shabbos over? Shabbos is over. So why can't I do malacha? Why do I have to say I'm avid? Because what happens when I start doing malacha? What happens? What happens when I start, what do you say, kol sev orek? What happens? What's going to happen? Ooh, I'm starting to write. I'm writing my book, my sefer. What might happen? I'm going to get into it, and I'm going to what? Forget about making havdalah. I'm going to get into my sewing, my weaving. I'm going to forget about making havdalah. So make sure you say at least hamavdil, and you don't forget. But when it comes to something like what, lighting a match. Hotzah, these are not activities that you do what? That are distracting, that you get into, so there you don't have to worry about it. It's not called a malacha gemura. That's a pshat. That's a correct pshat. It's a good pshat. But what might be another pshat? A fancier pshat, a more sophisticated pshat, yeah?
Any malacha where it has psukim in the Torah.
Oh. These two malachos, hadlakas haner, what malach is that?
Havara.
Hotzah mirshus rishus, what malach is that? This is what? Hotzah. What's the common denominator of these two malachos? They're learned out from suk. And maybe once it's learned out from sukim, it already has a quasi status of what? Not a real malacha. Not a real malacha. When it comes to real malacha, in order to be matar the asiyas malacha, what do you need? You need to end Shabbos by saying I'm out of Ben Kosachol. When it comes to something that's just awesome, the Torah, some kind of pasuk, then maybe what do you need? You just need Shabbos to be over. If Shabbos is over, you can already jump in and do these kinds of activities. That's amazing. That's amazing. That suggests, number one, Chotzah, maybe, even after all said and done, is not a classic malacha. And what else is not a classic malacha? Maybe Havara as well is not a classic malacha. So quickly. Are you guys with me, Avi Cohn?
I'm very with you.
Good. Aiki Gutlov?
Of course.
Of course what?
I'm ready.
Are you with me?
Of course.
Of course?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, great. So nice. I'm with you too, Aiki. Okay, now watch this. Mayor Eisner, how many psukim are there in the Chumash that identify malachas?
Three. There's two
by Hotzah, one by
Havara.
Okay. Which parish is the one by Havara? Which part of Blitz's parish?
Oh, I know.
The one after Kisisa. The double parish is Vayakal Pekuda. So the Torah tells us, Lo Sivaru Eish Bechomos Vosechem Beyom Ha. Hashabbos. And the Gemara is already bothered. Why do we need a? Why do we need a what? Why do we need a pasuk? Why do we need a pasuk to teach me the Yisra of Havara? Why do we need this pasuk? This is the parasha. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is Lilav Yotzis. To teach me what? You know what? Havara is not a malacha. What is it? It's a lav. It's not a malacha. If it was a malacha, then what do I need to learn at malachas Shabbos? Mishkan. Why to have a pasuk? Tell me it's not a malacha. It's one possibility. Second possibility is lachalek yatzis. What does lachalek yatzis mean?
Just that this one specified all of
is that we specify one malacha to teach you about all the malachas. That just like this malacha has specificity and it's a separate lav, so to every malacha, it's zibit, I enumerate every single one, and therefore I did all the malachas, behelam echad, how many karbanos do I have to bring? 39, not one. It's not like I violated Shabbos, I violated every single malacha as a separate issue. Lechalek yatzis. If you hold lechalek yatzis, is havara in av malacha? If you hold lechalek yatzis, is havara in malacha?
Yes.
It's a malacha. Why was it enumerated? Lechalek yatzis. If you hold the lav yatzis, is havara malacha?
No.
Why is it enumerated? To teach you that it's not a malacha. Good. If you hold lechalek yatzis, is it a malacha? Yes. Why is it enumerated? To lelamed ala klal yatza. To teach me about all the other malachas. If you hold it, say lelav yatzis, is it a malacha? Not a malacha. Okay. Rabosai, last shikol. I see you guys a little fashnut. Learn with me a Gemara Maseches Pesachim. What?
No.
Learn with me a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. Okay? Kunstler, sit up straight. Nathan? Okay. Now, Rabosai, you find, there's a pasuk that says, Ach, biyom harishon, Tashbisu Saor Mibatechem. What does that pasuk mean? An Yom HaRishon, you shall Tashbisu. What does Tashbisu mean? Tashbisu means annihilate, destroy. Saor. Saor is yeast, a leavening agent. Mibatechem. What does it mean, Biyom HaRishon? Ach biyom harishon. If I were to ask you, what does biyom harishon mean? What would you say? You'd say the first day of Pesach. But that's weird. Because what's the Torah then telling me? When do you have to get rid of your chametz? On the first day of Pesach. But that's not what I would have thought. I would have thought what? I would have to get rid of the chametz when?
Before
Pesach. So that's the Gemara's bothered by. So take a look, please, at the Gemara source Bays 2. Either way, Bays. We're going to start with the second line on the page. Tanya Nami Hachi. Do you see this Gemara? Do you see the Gemara? Please help me. Tanya Nami Hachi. So Ach Biyom Harishon Tashbisu Sormi Batechem May Erev Yontif O Hein El Biyontif Atzmo. When can we get rid of the comments? On Erev Yontif or on Yontif itself? Talmud Lomar. So the Gemara says a pasuk, Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Can you bring a carbon Pesach when you have chametz around?
No.
When do you bring the carbon Pesach? Erev Yontif. So therefore, Lo tishchat al pesach adayin chametz kayom div Rav Yishmael. So when it says b'yom harishon, what does b'yom harishon mean? It doesn't mean tezvav adar el nisan. It means yud dalet nisan, which is really yom harishon. Why is it Yom HaRishon? Because what day is Chag HaPesach? Yudal is Chag HaPesach. What's special about Yudal? What's happening Yudal? You bring the carbon. That's really the first day. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Omer, now listen to this. Rabbi Akiva says, Einot Tzarech. I don't like that drush. Rather, Ach biyom HaRishon Tashbisu Seor Mibatechem. Uksiv Kol Melacha lo ta'asu. It says, when should you burn the chametz? When should you burn the chametz? B'yom HaRishon. But it also says on Yontif, what? Kol Melacha lo ta'asu. You're not allowed to do what? You're not allowed to do Melacha. Umatzinu. And we find Lahavara Shi'av Melacha. So says Rabbi Akiva, a fortiori, when must you burn the chametz?
Before Yontif.
Before Yontif. Why must Bayom HaRishon mean before Yatif? Because it's an Av Malacha. And if it's an Av Malacha, when does it apply? It applies, can you burn the Chametz on Yantif? You can't burn the Chametz on Yantif because Havara is a Malacha. So when must he burn the Yantif, the Chametz? Before Yantif. So what does Bayom HaRishon mean? Before Yantif. Do you understand the logic? Again, he's saying it can't mean Yantif. Why? Because the pasuk says you have to do what? Burn the chametz. And we know Havara is what? Is an Av Malacha. And we know you can't do Malachas when?
On
Yantif. So therefore, what is Yom HaRishon? Erev Yantif. Yafeh. Now watch this. Rabbi Akiva just made, before your eyes, three assumptions. Three assumptions. And the Gemara is going to jump on the three assumptions. So turn to this last page, which is the bottom source. The first line of the bottom source says, Shmamina midrabi Akiva tlas. I see from Rabbi Akiva three assumptions. We're going to take one at a time. Shmamina ein bir chametz ela sreifa. Step one is, can you flush chametz down the toilet? Not according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because what's forcing Rabbi Akiva to say that by Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Yontif, but it means Erev Yontif? The fact that you have to burn. If you could flush it, then flush it when? Maybe Yom HaRishon means Anyot. Elowat. Beer has to be straight. Okay, that's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, this is the one I care most about. Shmamina Havara L'chalek Yatzis. What does Havara L'chalek Yatzis mean? That it's a malach. That it's a malach. Because if Havara was what? L'lav Yatzis. Then what? Then you can do it on Yatzis. Why could you do it on Yantif as L'lav Yatzis? Because what's Asar on Yantif? What's Asar on Yantif is Malachas. And if Havar is L'lav Yatzis, it would be Mutter when? It would be Mutter on Yantif. What does this sound like? Who's this reminiscent of? This is the Rush. This is like the, not the, this is exactly what the Rush is saying. Look at Tosis. Look at the top Tosis. L'chalek Yatzis. So one raya is, which I'm not focused on, is midikari le av malach. He called it an av malach. But more than that, v'od amar riva, d'leman d'amar le'lav yatzis, lo haya aser b'yantif. It wouldn't be aser b'yantif. Why? Kevin de'ein shame malacha alaha. Because it wouldn't have a shame malacha. And what's going to be aser b'yantif? Only that which is, has a shame malacha. It's exactly what the Tosa Ra said when it comes to Hotzah. If you hold Hotzah as a Malacha Garua even after the Pasuk, and it's only a what, it's only a lav, it's not a Malacha, you're not learning like the Ramban, who says, what is the Pasuk doing? It's turning it into revealing that yes, this is Malachas on Mishkan, but no, it's just a lav, then it would be Mutter on Yontif. Ain Erev a Hotzah Yontif. And clearly, if you hold Havar L'lav Yatzis, it wouldn't be Aser An Yantif. That is the Shmamina, second Shmamina. Apparently, Havara is L'chalek Yatzis. That's the second Shmamina. And the third Shmamina is a very tricky one. Apparently, says Rabbi Akiva, third Shmamina. Shmamina. Lo Amrinon Mitoch Shohutra. Havara letzore chutchanami shelo letzore. Rabbi Akiva does not subscribe to the din of mitoch. How does he get to that? Go ahead.
Because we use fire for cooking, so if you would hold mitoch, he would say because you use fire.
If you hold of mitoch, then what?
And then you can use fire for burning.
Then it would be allowed to burn the chametz because that's also a tzorech hayom. Now, I want to just end off with the following. If I were to ask you, which malachos are like strikingly mutter on Yontif, or strikingly lenient on Yontif, in a way that like is not necessarily simple to understand. So I think the two, Shechita is simple to understand. Shechita is classic Ochal Nefesh. Shechita is classic Ochal Nefesh on Yontif. Today it's not because we have refrigeration, but back in the day, you want meat on Yontif, you have to shecht an animal. Bishul is classic Ochal Nefesh. Let me ask you something. Would you call Hotzah classic Ochal Nefesh?
No.
Not at all. Think about how much Hotzah you do that's Ochal Nefesh oriented. Would you call Hotzah Meleches Ochal Nefesh? It's not Meleches Ochal Nefesh. You have to stay in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. You have to spend the night in Yerushalayim. It's not Ochal Nefesh. Yet, does anyone think twice about carrying Yontif? Tissues, towels, tissue, any value? Why? Because it's rooted in this idea of Malacha, Garua, this concept of Tosa Rash. Perhaps, Havar is the same thing. What's the common denominator between Shechita and Bishul? Why do we say, yeah, Pasha, that's Ochal Nefesh? Because what's the Cheftza of the Malacha? The Cheftza of the Malacha is food. If I were to ask you, what's the Cheftza of the Malacha of Shechita, you know what it is? It's cow. And cow is Basa. And if I ask, what's the Cheftza of the Malacha of Bishul? It's? What's the Cheftza of the Malacha of Chutzah?
Anything.
What's the Cheftza of the Malacha of Havara?
Fire.
It's the fire. It's the coals. It's the... I would even call that perhaps a hechsher ochel nefesh, not ochel nefesh itself. Can I go ahead and trap an animal, hunt on Shabbos? On Yontif, I'm sorry? No, I can't hunt an animal. Why? Because that's too early. It's too premature. It's before ochel nefesh. Havara, arguably, there's no cheftza of ochel yet. It's before ochel nefesh. Yet, is it mutter?
Yeah.
It's mutter. Why? I'm suggesting because... there are echoes in both Havara and Hotzah of Malacha Geruah. Its source is not Mishkan, its source is Pasuk, and that transforms. Maybe not in Hilchos Shabbos, but in Hilchos Yomtiv, that's going to have a transformative effect. We will stop here.
Thank you, Rabbi.